Way back when I was thinking about starting a high-ticket dropshipping business, I was binging podcasts probably like you're doing right now. And the one thing I was looking for was someone to show me what one of these sites looks like. So John and I have done that for you. At dropshipbreakthrough.com/go, you can see a free training where John walks you through one of our businesses and shows you what the site looks like, what the process is for setting up one of these stores, and how you can take your next steps to setting up your own high-ticket dropshipping business. So head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/go and watch the free training.
Starting from scratch, starting from zero, $1.64 million in his first 12 months of running his high-ticket dropshipping business. Just quit your job, your career, time with your dropshipping. There, where are you at with it right now? How's it feel?
I mean, I honestly couldn't be happier.
Welcome to the Dropship Podcast, where you'll learn how to build and grow a high-ticket dropshipping business and hear stories from successful e-commerce entrepreneurs. Let's kick this thing off.
Hey, welcome back to the Dropship Podcast. John here with you, and today I'm joined by yet another Ben. There are far too many Bens that I seem to come across in my life. It's very confusing. I'm joined today by Ben Bauman, who is a Dropship Breakthrough member, high ticket dropshipping business owner, and he's joining us today because he's done, starting from scratch, starting from zero, $1.64 million in his first 12 months of running his high ticket dropshipping business, which is an amazing achievement, and we just had to get him on here to share his journey. Just quit your job too. Very exciting. Welcome to the show, Ben.
Yeah, thanks, John. This is great, a privilege, and yeah, I can't believe I'm one of your guests after all the hours of listening I've done to the course already, and other guys that I listen to, and then I'm like, finally got to meet him at the live event. Yeah, this is awesome. Thanks, John. Yeah. And Ben.
And now there's going to be people who are in the place that you were like 18 months ago who are going to be listening to Ben Bauman and his story and going, wow, I'd love to do that too.
Yeah, they can do it too. They can
do it too. Cool. It's pretty cool. So you just quit your job, your career, gone full time with your dropshipping. So if I remember back to that, it's a bit of a roller coaster, a bit of an emotional roller coaster there. Where are you at with it right now? How's it feel?
I mean, right now, I honestly couldn't be happier. I'm in a good spot. I'm pinching myself every day. Like, I don't work at, my other job was fine, but I didn't love it. And to do something I love and feel like I'm, utilizing the gifts I have. I'm working downtown in a shared workspace with some other entrepreneurs, which is pretty inexpensive in my town here and overlooking the city. And it's like, man, is this real? I mean, I'm pretty stoked.
Yeah, awesome. So I'll take you back. Like I said, you made your first sale 12 months ago, October. You really got your store going. Go back a bit further than that. So maybe earlier in 2023, like where were you at then? Like, on a personal level, and how did you get to starting a high ticket dropshipping business? Like, how did you get, what did that look like going from, 17 year career man to high ticket dropshipping? It's a fairly niche business, and how'd you get there?
If you're listening in and you'd like to take the first steps towards building your own high-ticket dropshipping business, head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/go, where we've got a free training waiting for you that's going to walk you through the first steps you need to take to start your own high-ticket dropshipping business, and I'm going to walk you through an actual example of what one of these businesses looks like.
Yeah, so, I like you said, I was at the same place for 17 years. I always figured I'd retire from there. The last few years, I just felt less and less happy there. I got some brothers that are very successful in what they do. Mm-hmm. A dad, a father-in-law, they're both successful in what they do. And I'm like, there's got to be more to work than just coming in and punching the clock and coming home. So it was like in maybe May of 23, work was just a drag. I'd done a couple interviews with some folks in the area. I was on Facebook. I started liking everything. Start a side hustle, make more money, start a business in whatever, 3 months and make $1 million. And so I got to the point where like every other thing on my Facebook page was somebody trying to sell me something, and like none of them really made sense. I mean, just like that's not possible. I mean, I still get those today of build an e-commerce store for $20 and we'll give you the products and yeah, like that kind of stuff where I'm like, I just, okay. I mean, yeah, now it even makes even less sense now that I know that, but
yeah.
So I stumbled on Dropship Breakthrough. I mean, I had no idea who you guys were. I mean, I knew what the basics of dropshipping were because we did it where I worked. And I set up a call with Ben, with BK, and I don't know, it was like a 15-minute call. He's like, hey, what do you want to know? And I'm like, well, I've been a project manager for 17 years. I want to do something different. This seems to make sense. I mean, he's like, yeah, take the plunge, do it. I mean, I think you could do, you know, whatever he told me at the time. And, you know, then I listened to podcasts for hours and hours and hours, you know, at work. You know, by now you guys have, what, 300 or 400 of these things now, but...
This is going to be 369 this episode. Nice. I think. Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
So I've listened to most of them. I just started listening like crazy, and I'm like, this makes sense. I'm going to do this at some point. I set up a call with you for something. I don't know if you remember that call, but I'm like, well, what's the time commitment, and how can I do this with kids? And a job and whatnot, and you told me enough to keep me thinking about it. And you know, then my wife's like, yeah, I think you should do this at some point, but I wasn't quite ready. And now it's, you know, I guess the 4th of July, you guys had a big 4th of July sale. And you know, we got plans with friends, we're going on the boat, we're sitting at the boat launch, and we're like, said a quick prayer and like hit the purchase button, and like, all right, we're doing this. We're sitting in a boat launch parking lot, and we bought the course. And I wasn't necessarily quite ready because I thought I'd want like several weeks of listening to the podcast. I mean, I had a couple weeks, but there was still lots more to listen to learn, sure, to understand.
Yeah.
But it's like, you know, you guys were like, well, this is the best promo we'll have all year, and you know, you talked me into it. And bought the course 4th of July, and that was 2024.
Yeah, nice, awesome. I love that, and I like that. You know, I think something that a little bit of a trap that people get into when they're thinking about starting a business, like whatever it is, not necessarily our thing, but just anything, is you kind of, you know, you mentioned you were kind of on the edge of like being like, oh, I could buy it now, or I could, you know, listen to the podcast for a few more weeks and try and learn more and make sure I know everything before I start. And I think to me that's actually a bit of a trap, because you can listen to stuff forever and never do anything. And lots of people literally do that. But you just heard enough just to flip you over the edge, which I'm very grateful you did, because some people just get stuck in that listening and consuming phase for far too long, when they could just get in and start doing something, anything.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Absolutely.
Yeah, cool. So, I'll take a little bit of a side quest here. You mentioned there that you were, you were sitting there on waiting to get on the boat and whatever, with your wife. And I wanted to ask, you know, what something we don't talk about that much as entrepreneurs, but something that's been very important for me over the years. You know, obviously you've been doing this for over 12 months now. You know, there's, you're working a full-time job, so you're doing this after work, maybe before work, in your personal time kind of thing, which, you know, to a certain extent, you know, takes you away from your family a little bit,
now you've gone and quit your job as well, which you had for 17 years. So you're now missing that kind of stable and steady income. You've got a family. How did that look for you to kind of talk your wife through this sort of thing and get her on board? Because I think for me, you know, when I think I'm married as well, as everybody knows, and over the 10 years I've been doing it, there's certainly been a lot of times where I think Kat, my wife, has been more or less in love with what I do based on, you know, how much I'm working and, you know, how much I'm making and, you know, all of that sort of thing, and how stressed I am at various times, which does happen from time to time. And but her support over that time has been, you know, massively important for me to keep going and to be able to do what I've done. I'm just curious to hear how that dynamic's gone for you thus far.
Yeah, so my wife Sarah has been unbelievably supportive. I mean, to the point where she believed in it almost more than I did at times.
Really?
You know, just the ups and downs of the mental battles of of just trying to start a business and call suppliers. I mean, I still to this day don't like talking to suppliers. I mean, just feel like I'm imposter syndrome. Like,
sure.
I mean, I was trying to put my finger on it when I was doing it, and then all of a sudden, I don't know, I must have listened to the podcast. I'm like, yeah, I'm just faking like somebody I'm not. So I had some rough calls there, and multiple times in the past year, I'm like, I'm just ready to throw in the towel. And she has been like, no, we're going to make this work. I mean, this is going to be what we do. Now, am I going to quit my job a year and a half in? Neither one of us could have predicted that. But even now after quitting, neither one of us, especially her, has had any holding back of, maybe we should wait, or maybe we need more money in the bank, or maybe we need... She's like, no, we're going to make this work. You know, we have some money set aside, and now that it's been 2.5 weeks, she's like, yeah, I literally have no worries. Now, when we were first debating it a couple months ago, she's like, well, if it didn't work out, you could just go back to working. I'm like, we're not doing that. I mean, that really is. I mean, if this doesn't work, I can go back and work again, you know?
Yeah.
But
sure.
I mean, that was like a worst case scenario, which is not the end of the world, but we're not going to do that. So yeah, she has been, supportive beyond. I mean, I think all of us entrepreneurs need that support when we're back home, that your wife or significant other believes in what you're doing. Because if they don't, you got to keep proving to them that what you're doing is worthwhile, and that takes energy in and of itself. And when you kind of question it yourself, and you're trying to convince her that, yeah, so it did not take much convincing. So I love that.
Yeah, awesome. Well, shout out to Sarah. She might listen to this one episode of the Dropship Podcast. Thank you, Sarah.
She likely will, yes.
Thank you, Sarah. And yeah, look, I think it's very important to say for people, this is a topic that we don't talk enough about, I think, but you know, your personal relationships, the people that are closest to you in life that you're kind of going through that journey with, you know, whether it's a wife or a husband or a partner of some other nature, you know, it's, you know, having some open conversations about what you want to do and seeking their support early on is very important. I think once again that's been one of the biggest things for me. I think in terms of longevity in business is having that. And it can be really easy when you're an entrepreneur. You get very focused, and you can see you can see where you're going in your head, right? Or you can see where you want to go. Like, I have this big vision. It's in my head. And I believe in it 100%. But it's really easy to forget sometimes that normal people don't see that. And sometimes your partner is, like, normal people. Somebody who's not an entrepreneur, I mean. Oftentimes your partner in life is that person. And they don't see your vision the same way that you necessarily see it. You've really got to explain it to them.
Sure.
And help them to see it, because if they don't see it, then it's really hard for them to get behind it. And I think I do talk to a lot of people who just kind of, they see that vision and then they just go and try and do it, without taking anybody else that's in their life sure. along with them for that ride. Yep. And that mm-hmm. doesn't go so well. So make sure if you're in that position that you're sharing what you're thinking, what you want to achieve, what you want to do with the people who are closest to you in life. But it's awesome. All right, so you get started. You bought the course in July, 4th of July sale. You made your first sale in October that year. So a few months passed there. Mm-hmm. What did those first few months look like for you?
So, fifth of July, I was going right at it, getting everything, following the course, step by step. Started getting some suppliers, got a handful of yeses, started uploading product. I had a couple hundred products uploaded by early September, mm-hmm. turned on Google Ads, and then was seeing the impressions coming and clicks, and then like nothing. So I got the misrepresentation suspension, which thankfully was only 2.5 weeks. I reached out to everybody that I knew, people in the Slack group, like, what do I do? And it was like, you gotta just keep hounding them. So I was messaging them and texting, and I don't know that I ever was able to call anybody. Mm-hmm. They kind of hide all that stuff. You don't know what you're trying to fix. And I'm watching YouTube videos. I'm watching, I'm tweaking some stuff. I'm like, maybe that'll fix it. But I think the main thing is I just eventually had somebody either feel bad for me or whatever at Google, and they turned me back on after about 2.5 weeks. So by end of September, I was, up and running. Mm-hmm. I was up and running end of September. I had a couple weeks of, impressions, clicks, not a lot. And, I'm getting discouraged. Mm-hmm. I get a call, I think it was like October 11. I want to place an order. And it's like, hey, this is cool. Obviously, $1,000 sale. It wasn't a life-altering event like I know you guys have talked about or other people have talked about, mostly because I hadn't done anything. I hadn't tweaked anything. So like for mm-hmm. those first 2 weeks of nothing and then all of a sudden getting a sale, a sale's a sale. But then within weeks after that, I started tweaking some stuff, improving my offer. Then the second and third and fourth, those were when it was like, okay, this is working. I mean, I can do this. I mean, I'm taking screenshots of my Shopify alert, and if you put it on Ring, you'll get the cha-ching sound. And it was like, I'm texting screenshots to my family and my wife, and it's like, man, this is starting to work. And so by the end of the year, I had some profit, for paying off the course. And mm-hmm. It was kind of like every time I'd make a sale, I'd be, okay, that's another week or another month of Google Ads. So, I mean, that was kind of my finish line, I guess, is, oh, here was, I made $200, and that's another 6 days of Google Ads. I mean, that was, all right, I can keep this going. Because those early weeks of spending money and not making anything, it's just a bit stressful, as I'm sure others listening to this can attest to.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm curious, obviously, you've gone through the past 12 months and, I think you're right, for a lot of people, the first month or two particularly, before things kind of start to work, there's an opportunity there for a lot of doubt, a lot of self-doubt, a lot of, mm-hmm. does this work? Is it going to work? I really don't know what I'm doing sort of stuff. I always love to ask people who, that kind of push through that and keep going and, build up. And what's your self-talk around that? Like, what's going on in your head? How do you put your, I see you having known you for that, 12 months or more now, and we've obviously talked a lot and met face-to-face in Salt Lake City this year, and I see you as being a pretty consistent guy, which you know, you tend to show up pretty consistently in your business, and I think that's something a lot of people struggle with, particularly when things are not feeling great, because you know, results might not be quite where you want them to be or where you think they should be. Like, what's your self-talk around that? How do you keep yourself turning up after, when you're working a full-time job as well? You probably want to be doing other things sometimes, but you keep turning up. What do you say to yourself?
Yeah, I mean, once you start making a few bucks and you start seeing the potential and, you know, the life, I mean, I started trying to make a few extra bucks on the side so that maybe we could build a house at some point because we needed a little bit more money. And then just seeing the potential of changing my family's, we got two kids, my wife Sarah with Simon, who's 6.5, and Ada, who's 4.5, was like, this could be life altering. I know you guys always talk about do the work. I mean, that's kind of your mantra of do the work. And, you know, I always called it like grinding. Like, I'm just like, for the past 6-9 months, I've been up at 5 a.m. on my ping pong table with some computers in a unfinished basement, like just grinding. And, you know, then I get up and head off to work, my normal job, right? And then, I mean, almost every lunch hour, I was making supplier calls. And, I mean, it was just like constantly grinding. Now, getting up early, I didn't do a lot of work. In the evening, it was like, I got to go to bed early, up early.
Okay.
You know, I love watching sports. And that was kind of something I gave up. It was like, I can either work on the business. So not that I've given up sports completely, but it was like some of the stuff where I'm not doing anything, I can be on the computer working. So it was just constant grind. I know people talk, well, how do I do it with a full-time job? And how do I, and it was like every moment, you know, before work is a time, during lunch hour is a time. You know, sneaking off to a conference room periodically is is just, you know, and that was where it's like, you know what, I got to do what I got to do, and this is what I'm going to do. So I'm going to do whatever's necessary, get my job done, and do this for my family and my future.
Yeah, nice. Nice. Okay. Cool. Yeah. Yeah, I think, and it's nice to, like, it's nice to hear somebody say that, like, just put it down to that, like, that, just doing the work, doing the grind, because a lot of it, you know, like, when I look at the, I obviously know a lot of the things that you've done to sort of grow your business thus far, and, like, people often hear somebody like yourself who's had a really fast start with the business, and I think you're probably one of our fastest students thus far. I don't know, you might be number one, you might be close, not that it matters, but
yeah, that's crazy.
Certainly started a lot faster than Ben or I did, I'll tell you that for sure. A lot of people I think hear that and go, oh well, he must have done something special, or he must know something that nobody else knows, or there's some secret there why, you know, he's doing so well because of that. And like, it's literally not that at all. Like, the things that you've done are really not that different to what a lot of other people know they need to do to build and grow one of these businesses. I think you've just been really consistent at doing it, you know, and that kind of grind mentality. You're just showing up every day and doing the things, doing them consistently, and that's you know, obviously, you know, you've picked a niche that can support your sort of growth and things like that, but still, it's just being there and doing the work and serving your customers. I know you do a lot there, you know, helping your customers, you know, you do a lot of customer service, and I'd say that's certainly a contributing factor here too. So I'd kind of love to get your thoughts on that as well, as we go here, because you mentioned that quite a bit, I think, when I talked to you about how business is going. And so yeah, it's good to hear though that that's kind of your mentality. So, what would you say to somebody who's where you were 18 months ago? Like, with the benefit of hindsight now, you know, you've done something that probably at that time you didn't think you would do, or be able to do. What would you say to somebody? Like, there's people here who are going to listen to you. Like I said earlier on in the episode, like, You're now going to be that person that people are listening to going, oh my God, I want to be Ben Bauman, right? I want to be like, I want to do what that guy's done. And they're where you were, you know, 18 months ago in that career, in that kind of feels like a kind of never ending story kind of scenario. Every day is kind of the same. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What would you say? What would you say to yourself, even if you went back in time and plonked yourself in front of yourself now?
I mean, I had no background in e-commerce. I had no background in Google Ads and what's SEO versus pay-per-click and what's. I mean, I knew nothing. So, I mean, and I think part of the good thing is I didn't know there were other courses either. So I bought the right course the first time. I mean, I know lots of people that have bought other courses and switched to you guys. I consistently did the work and I followed the course. I mean, your course step by step. I mean, I wasn't trying to jump into the fifth step until I had the first step done.
Sure.
So, I mean, I just kept following the steps. So if I look back and those that are watching and going, how do I do that? I mean, just commit yourself to the course and don't give up. And I mean, every bit of effort and work that I've done has worked for me. I mean, obviously some has been wasted time, but every morning that I get a chance to add more products or do more SEO collection page or whatever is growing this business. So yeah, I can't speak enough about Dropship Breakthrough. 17 years at a career and quitting my job and following a course that I knew nothing about, and it got me here. So I have signed up several people for this course and people I know just because they're like, hey, well, if Ben can do it, anybody can do this, right? So I love telling other people about it and just keep grinding those early mornings and those lunch hours where you're not hanging with your buddies and you're saying, I can't do lunch again today because you're making supplier calls and they may kind of suck, but you need it. So I don't know if I answered your question, but that's kind of where the thought comes.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think you did. I think you did, definitely. I think just... You've got to take that step, you know. And I think you answered it earlier as well when you were kind of like, you know, I just took an opportunity that came up, and rather than sitting there and trying to learn more and more before I made a commitment, sometimes you just, you know, if you're at a place where you want to make a change in your life, you do have to just take a little bit of a leap of faith, an educated leap of faith, perhaps, and. You know, definitely if you're sitting there where Ben was and you are thinking of that next step, I mean, just do what Ben did. Like, you can book a call with myself, with Ben, with Holly, one of our team members who's also been on this podcast and had a similar journey to Ben, sitting here now, dropshipbreakthrough.com/call. You can book a call. We'll just have a chat about it. You know what I mean? If you're sitting there going, I think I want to do this, but I'm not really sure. Let's have a chat about it. We don't sell your stuff. We just have a chat. If you think it works, it works for you. If it doesn't, it doesn't. No dramas. So what's next, Ben? What are you excited for now? What's, you know, you've made like a massive leap, and that's still very fresh for you. So you probably want to sit with that for a little bit. You know, quitting your job and going into this kind of. You know, working on your business full time and being a business owner and all of that sort of thing. But where do you see yourself in 12 months?
That's a good question. I mean, the fact that I'm sitting on this podcast from 12 months ago is crazy, and what 12 months could be. I mean, right now my drive is getting more suppliers and trying to grow that SEO world. I was recently at a trade show across the country, and Finally got to meet face to face with suppliers that I'm on the phone with like weekly. You know, had dinner with one of them, took me out for dinner, and and there are a couple of suppliers that I've been chatting with over the last month. I'm like, yeah, let's see you at the trade show, and made a connection there. And then kind of my last day at the trade show, I just started talking to anybody I could see that might complement what I already sell. And I've had a couple calls since then, just this week. So yeah, I mean, right now it's really adding suppliers, adding more SEO, trying to get follow Ben's SEO collection page. I mean, I've done a lot of that stuff. I've seen some organic growth. I think probably hiring some customer service help is probably in my near future. I've had some guys doing product uploads for me for 6 months or so, as I found I could spend my time doing other things better. But yeah, I mean, continued growth and just enjoying where I'm at. I mean, that's kind of what the next leap looks like. I mean, from day one, it was always like, if I make money, I'm going to keep reinvesting it into being better. So as soon, John, I'm going to plug your coaching. I know that you had hey, I can add five more people for coaching, and I couldn't reply fast enough, because you and I worked with each other for, I don't know, 8-9 months now. That's been great. Then you're like, so why are you going to the live event? And I'm like, well, because I'm going to go to this trade show. Well, we need you there, and people that are making sales like you are there, and they all know each other, and you don't know them. And I'm like, I asked my wife, what do you think? She's like, you got to go. And that has seen a return. And then spent some good money traveling across the country, and that's going to see a return. You know, and it's nice when you have your normal job that the money you make can be reinvested.
Sure.
I just knew that paying for coaching and paying for trade shows was going to be, would be a benefit. I hope to do or plan to do some coaching with BK come the start of this year, and you know, any way I can reinvest to see that ROI is kind of what my focus is right now.
Yeah, I love that. And I'll shout out a couple of things that you just said, because I think they're I really want to highlight them. I mean, you're 12 months in, from seriously starting your business, getting the ball rolling. You're making, you know, good sales, but you're still calling suppliers, and I think, and going to trade shows and things like that. And I think that's a mistake a lot of people make, is when they start to see a bit of traction, they stop doing that, and they kind of just focus on trying to what they have that's kind of working a little bit, and they don't keep pushing themselves and putting themselves into those what are sometimes like kind of uncomfortable situations. You know, going to a trade show the first time, meeting people face to face, for a lot of people that's like a challenging thing to do. Like I don't really like doing it, to be honest, but you go and you do it, because that's how you sustain your growth. And so I love all of the things that you just said. It sounds like a great plan to me, and I would certainly say, if you're listening, that's what you should be doing too. If you've got a business up and running, never take your foot off the gas of trying to find new suppliers, making those connections, building relationships with existing suppliers, going to trade shows. Man, there's been quite a few people actually in our membership who have, I've seen posting in our Slack workspace, who have been like, oh, I went to a trade show. I went to my first trade show, and I got like, some guy said he got like 21 suppliers going to a trade show or something like that. I'm like, holy crap.
Hey,
that's crazy. But like, everybody's been saying, oh, and I've got new suppliers, and I met people I never knew existed. And, you know, so I think I would really encourage people to do similar things. Like take, you know, use some of the points that if you're in the US particularly, and you're running ads and you're getting some points on your card and things like that, put it into an airfare, go and visit a big trade show, and you know, as you say, reinvest a bit of that back into growing your business. That's fantastic. Well, man, I am very excited to see where this goes for you. I've got high hopes for you, no pressure. I'd love to get you back on here, you know, sometime next year, and we'll see where Ben's up to. We'll follow the story.
Yeah, I'd love to have it, and thanks again to you and BK and this dropship program. The guys, and got some strong guys in my mastermind group that I meet with every week.
Nice.
who I've kind of said, you guys are kind of like my new coworkers, because I don't have I don't really have coworkers anymore, right? So they're kind of my guys now. The program, that, the live event, the mastermind, all that has been good and going to be kind of my continued connection to what I'm doing here.
Amazing. Well, Ben, thanks for your time. I'm glad to finally get you on here. I think I'd wanted to do it a few months ago, to be honest, but we've made it. And thank you for sharing your story with us.
You bet. Thanks, John.
Thanks for listening to the Dropship Podcast. You can find all the show notes for this episode at dropshippodcast.com. And if you're ready to take the next step in your dropshipping journey, we invite you to join us inside Dropship Breakthrough, where John and I will walk you through step-by-step in starting your own high-ticket dropshipping e-commerce business. But that's not all. Dropship Breakthrough will also teach you everything you'll need to know to grow your business and take it to the next level. So head over to dropshipbreakthrough.com and sign up for our free training that will help you take the first steps towards building and growing your own profitable high-ticket dropshipping business. John and I both love business, think about it all the time, can't turn it off, and don't know why anyone would want to. And because of that, we started a second podcast where we can talk about everything we've ever wanted to talk about in business. Not just dropshipping. We like talking about all things business. So if you want to hear John and I talk about all sorts of stuff, from camel meat dropshipping businesses to PDF dropshipping to a guy gambling $100 every single day on YouTube Shorts to how OnlyFans taught us lessons in business, we're all over the place over there, but it's a really fun podcast. So if you're a podcast listener, you love John and I, head over to your podcast player of choice and look for The Low Bar Podcast. You'll see a blue image, and you'll see a cartoon version of John and myself. And go back and start at episode one. I promise you will not regret this. This is one of the more fun projects that I have done recently. I know John's having fun too, so we'd love it if you joined us. Check out The Low Bar Podcast on YouTube or wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts.